back to It's All G. Welcome, guys.
So, what are we talking about today,
Akipu? What do you feel like talking about today?
I feel like talking about you.
So today we are talking about how our relationship has changed over the years from, you know, young teenagers to parents now. Which is...
It's been a long journey.
Long, long journey.
18 years.
Too long, I must say. But it has been fun, interesting, and when we started we were 15 and Shehan was that possessive boyfriend who didn't let me, like, even, I don't know, he didn't want me to go out anywhere, he had to be around, I wasn't allowed to wear shorts. All that.
Just how a boyfriend's supposed to be.
Just get lost. Anyway, yeah. So he... and then I think over the years, I don't know, like...
I kind of, obviously, died down.
He changed, yeah, of course. Then he started going out, going clubbing, and I used to be stuck at home because obviously I couldn't go out because I was still in school. I went to ladies' college and they were pretty strict.
We're the same age, but her school was strict.
Super strict. So we weren't allowed to go to bars or clubs. Obviously, we had, like, young kids, so obviously we weren't allowed to do that. So I used to be so angry and like, oh my god, like, why are you going out? Like, how can you just go and leave me? You
still like that?
No, get out of here. You need control when I'm around. That is why.
For sure, if she's not around, I lose.
If I'm not around, he won't remember anything. He'll be drunk, and then my driver sometimes had to carry him home. So even my driver tells me, madam, it's good that you was calm and I'm calm and relaxed.
Keeps me under control.
Have to keep, you know.
Yeah, so back then it was so nice, you know. For me, it was a lot of first kiss, you know, way back then, and then holding hands.
Oh my gosh. I still think butterflies. Remember recently I was thinking, like, suddenly this song came on the radio. You know, Shehan used to have this thing. Whenever we used to fight or whenever he was lovey-dovey, he used to give me these long paragraphs. And I used to think, oh, now I'm thinking, like, why don't I have that old Nokia phone? Because I remember I used to save everything.
Thank God.
I know, it was so cute though. And you know, even when
corny
he got...
Corny bugger.
So corny. I haven't got those messages in a long time.
Why would we be messaging each other now, man? We used to be when we were not living together.
So recently, like, I heard this song on the radio and I sent Shehan a message. And I was like, oh my God, this song, you sent it to me. And he's like, so... And I'm like, no, man, it's just nostalgic.
No. You didn't. You just sent me the song. And so then I sent so. Then you're like, oh, you used to send this. And I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't expect her to remember that. I was like, why is she randomly sending me
everything.
This song?
I remember everything. And then I
remember. No, you do not.
I remember. Okay, not everything. Certain things I remember. So. And then I remember, like, he used to do. You gave me a mixtape also once. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Cute, man.
Then I used to make you cards.
Yeah, so he used to make this very artistic fellow. I couldn't do jack all.
I'm very creative.
Yeah, very creative. So he used to send me those, like, some really nice, like, cards. And I wish I had those as well. But the thing is, it got lost when we were moving. And I don't know, even our pictures and everything, like... Everything just got... I wish we still had it because Seth and Abby would have loved it when they were older, for sure.
Yeah, it would have been nice memorabilia, definitely. But also junk. But
yeah. Not junk. But
well,
yeah.
You threw it away, so...
No, I didn't throw it away. It got misplaced.
What? Yeah, that's a nice way...
Misplaced.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so over the years, we kind of grew up. Went to university together.
Oh yeah, uni was a fun time too.
Yeah, changed. We changed, I don't know.
Our perspective on life changed.
Changed, yeah.
So to speak. we did a lot of fun
together,
things. Yeah, we lived together while we were in uni, so.
It was nice.
It was nice. Actually, you know, so we were, like, if we were going to live in the dorm, we had to live apart.
And I couldn't.
Because it was
and
girls
want,
and boys separately,
and I was
yeah?
Like, no. I don't want
and
to
yeah,
do
she
this.
Was like, hell no. So we lived in the hotel on campus for the duration of our stay.
I worked there as well.
Yeah, she worked at the hotel she lived at.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. You know, I used to wake up in the morning and then just go downstairs work. When I had to do my internship, I would get up, go down. Then when I was done, I had to, like, you know, had a split shift, go back up, take a nap, come back. It was pretty cool. Loved it. That was a fun time.
Yeah, so then, you know, we grew to learn how to live together. You know,
came back from uni.
She would always take care of me whenever I was sick.
I was pretty good, to date. Yeah.
Yeah, no, what? I'm still praising you. What are you like, trying to fight with me for?
I'm just kidding, man. But yeah, then we came back from uni and then we started living together as well, you know?
I mean, yeah, pretty much more or less at each other's house or my house.
Yeah, and I think he used to sleep at my house because he had a lot more freedom at my place. Because my parents were not strict at all.
Yeah, like, in comparison to mine, obviously.
They allowed us to come back at odd hours yeah. when we used to party, and sometimes we used to come like the next day at like 4 p.m. and they used to call me like, where are you? What are you doing?
Yeah, so like that, yeah. Limits.
I think my parents were very chilled out. Very chilled out.
But yeah, like through and through it all, yeah. You know, the two of us, we always stuck together.
Always, yeah. I mean, of course, we had
a lot of friends always asked, you know, how do you still have things to talk about after so long? We just love hanging out with each other.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think one of the other things, we always give each other our space as well. We're not in each other's face all the time. Mm. I think that's also a good thing. Like, he wants his alone time, I want mine, you know, watching my TV shows, him watching his shows.
Yeah.
And I think that's something you need as well as a couple, not always being together also. I mean, even though we are together,
but we're not doing our own thing.
Yeah, I think that is something that, I mean, I think when I was younger, I always wanted to be with him all the time. And I used to think to myself, like, why does he want to go clubbing, you know? He could just be with me. But then, like, you know, you get older,
yeah,
right?
And also, like, you know, when I used to game, she would come and sit with me for hours on end.
Yeah, and I was like, why does he want to do this, you know? But then, like, not be with me. Like, so, like, childish back
so
then.
So clingy.
Not clingy. Okay,
yes,
yeah,
you were clingy. What do you mean?
You were clingy too, okay?
Yeah, of course I was clingy. I'm not going to deny it. I was clingy. I've always been clingy. I'm still clingy.
No, yeah.
Means just I want you. She doesn't react well to flirting.
Stop it!
She acts like a witch.
Shush. Anyway, and then yeah, we decided.
And then yeah, we got married at 25, which was 10 years into our relationship. And then we moved into our own place together.
Which was really nice, you know, just moving in and like, you know, doing your own thing, laundry, doing our laundry, cooking. We got into cooking a lot. I mean, we didn't realize that the two of us actually like doing that, you know, having our own place, making our own food, which is really amazing. And Shan's actually a really good cook. And
so are you.
Thank you.
She no patience. Like,
no patience.
She just like puts it on the fire. It's like, you think it's cooked? I'm like, no, these things take time. Ah, okay. Like 10 seconds later. How about now? So that's her only fault, but has good, you know, recipes.
Yeah, and of course, what was I going to say? Oh my God, I lost my train of thought.
Brain fart.
Yeah. No, so like, you know, us living together, you know, we learned, like oh my gosh. So I don't know why I didn't know that back then, but like, because we used to live together, but I think maybe we had our own toothpaste. So he had this thing where I always squeeze from the top and put it on my toothbrush, but he always squeezes it from the bottom. So he used to get so irritated with me when I used to like squeeze it halfway through. That was something I learned though. That was after we got married. Remember?
Really?
Yeah, because you never used to say anything.
Yeah, obviously I didn't want to say anything, but then
Like, why are you doing it like this?
Because you know, eventually you anyway have to squeeze from the bottom to get everything out, so you just might as well start from the bottom.
I was like, oh my God, okay.
And it's not like you've changed, you still squeeze the middle.
No, now I consciously do.
No, you do not.
No, I do. Go look at our toothpaste now.
Asha, I always squeeze the bottom and fix it. So how would
no,
I
No, but I was the last one to brush my teeth.
Ah, really?
Ah, no, today you were the last one. Next time now.
Oh, yeah. I'll be watching.
So that was something I learned, actually.
Yeah, and you learn these obvious little things.
That annoy you and...
But
what
also...
Annoyed? That was something.
Pet peeves? I mean, yeah, just a few here and there, but like... You learn to get over it. It's not worth fighting about.
For sure, no, definitely. Those little things never affect
us. Oh, like you don't turn any of the lights off?
Oh my gosh, I know.
Like you just leave everything on.
But the thing with me is, I love light, you know. Even if at 5 o'clock,
yes,
it's getting a bit dark, but there's still enough light, but I still want the entire place to have light because I just don't.
Yeah, but when you're leaving, you need to turn the lights off, man. I'm not saying.
Okay.
I'm saying when I come upstairs.
I'm jumping the gun. No, see, that's another thing I do. I jump the gun.
Yeah, just assume where this conversation is going and she'll take over. And I'm like,
yeah,
no,
that's
can
something
go
I
back?
Really have. Like, I always, like, in my head, I'm thinking about it, but that's not actually it, though. Like, it's
and just also, half of the conversation happens in the head, and then she'll come out with a few words, and you're like, wait, what?
Expectation, like, understand.
Yeah,
thank
like,
God.
It's
thank
crazy.
Thank God he understands me, though.
Thank God I've been with her for 18 years so that I can.
Actually, our friends are slowly understand me as well, like, all our close
friends. I mean, yeah, whoever
friends,
spends a little bit of time with you can
they understand me.
Can get it, for sure. All our family and friends now, for sure, they understand what Ashi is saying. It's funny when like someone who doesn't know her is around and they're so confused, but everyone else is like, oh yeah, it's Ashi, you know, it's like, it's normal.
In my head, like I just think about what I want to say, but I don't know. It's just weird. It's just me. It's just Ashi.
Yeah. So yeah, and then, of course, you know, our relationship was pretty great even after marriage. We always hung out together and then came along COVID.
Yeah, COVID happened.
Which was, I mean, you know, like we've said before, one of the best times in our lives.
Actually, it was. Because we actually spent
more time together. We did activities together.
Yeah,
we got on TikTok and started doing stuff.
It was fun, you know, definitely.
And we realized we really do like hanging out with each other.
Even
and you know,
he annoyed me sometimes.
Yeah, and of course, when we have our
we used to fight over Dota because we used to play Dota together, and sometimes I didn't want to be on his team because he used to get so angry, and I'm just like, oh, those are the stupid things we used to fight about, no?
Yeah, it's always something stupid.
Stupid.
You know? Like if you were to rate it from on a scale of 1 to 5, the level of severity of our arguments, it would never pass 3. You know. Like,
and then the
like almost never.
Like,
and yeah, we just look at each other and we're like, okay, let's hug.
What the hell is this?
Don't even remember why it started or why it ended,
yeah.
But yeah, let's just forget about it and move on. I know that's tough for some people. It can take a toll when you argue too much. But the main thing is trying to make up like as fast as possible because you need to realize like you're on the same team. You're not playing against each other in a relationship. That's something that people tend to forget.
And I think another thing also is you shouldn't allow other people to get involved in your relationship as
To be honest, don't ask for advice.
You can ask for advice, but also, I don't know, like with me and Sean, of course there were serious fights as well, but we never got people involved, like we wouldn't even tell our parents about it or anything. We always sort it out with each other. Because if there are other people that get involved, one side has, you know, a different opinion, then his side has a different opinion, and then your mind is just messed up, and you're just trying to figure out, and then you also can get even more angry with him, because that person would be saying, you know, he should be doing this, or that your person should be doing that. But like, you know, that you just have to try to keep it with you, and just work it out together. I think that's the best advice we can give you. I think that's what we have learned like over the years. Just don't let anyone get involved with your problems. Unless it's like really, really serious, but like stupid fights or anything, you know.
Exactly.
You should always try.
Because how many times there have been, you know, instances where let's say one of my boys comes and tells us blah, blah, blah about his girl. And then we like, oh yeah, you know.
Yeah,
she's not good for you or something like that.
Yeah,
and then
they're
still
younger, yeah,
and then
they're
still together and then it's like we're like, oh shit, you know, now we've been talking shit. And
hi guys, quick shout out. We are at the Sensory Station on Torrington Avenue.
This place is a parent's dream.
We've got
playhouses,
a pulpit, sensory tables,
and a massive outdoor area. So come on over to the Sensory Station.
Where the fun never stops. Now back to the episode.
You know, it's just unnecessary.
I mean, you learn
so
when you grow, obviously. When you get older, you learn. Because when you're younger, you're different.
Yeah.
But
sometimes it's just boys being boys. But then also, you know, yeah. you shouldn't meddle in other people's relationships. And they should really follow what, like, makes them happy. You know, because each person's different and...
Like, I mean, we're not saying that we're perfect. We're, like, 100%. Far from perfect. I mean...
Before today. Not today, no?
I mean, yes. We argue, like, at least every day there's an argument.
Every now and then. Because also we work together.
Yeah.
right? And she thinks she's smarter than she is. So...
You want to punch her? Give you...
So sometimes, you know, she just refuses to listen to reason.
Yeah. Sometimes I want to do it my way.
You want to do it, she wants to do it her way. And then 3 months later, do it my way.
Yeah, but that's my choice though, you know? Like, now let's not argue about it. See, so we argue every day. We argue about the most stupidest
like
thing.
Arguments aren't the end of the world.
Sometimes I go upstairs, I close the door and I beat them.
Yeah. And then sometimes it's fun also, like one of us will try to make up, but the other one's not ready. So then, like, you know, it's like, oh shit, okay, like we gotta go through this all over again, go through the motions.
I love it.
Yeah. And we know. Yeah. We know.
But then
I always
say sorry. Used to say sorry.
Yeah. That is required for us to move past it and move on.
But the thing is, like, when we argue, like, I think, or when we get into a big fight, I think we always need our space. Because, like, I have to go to the room and think about it. Because at that point, I'm just like, everything's going to my head. I want to kill him right now. But then after a while, I have my dinner, I have my lunch, and then I'm like, I think food really helps me also think about it, watching my
maybe
series.
Hangry.
Yeah, just like, you know, calm. And then I'm like, okay, there's no point arguing. There's no point getting angry.
Yeah, I just go eat a sandwich.
Anyway.
And then I'm calm.
And yeah, that's how we kind of started out. And I mean, after we had said that Abby, of course, like our relationship, to even find, you know, go on dates even. We try to do it at least once a month.
Yeah, and we do it, like, you know.
But also, the thing with us is we always want to be with our kids. I mean,
funnily,
I don't know, it's weird, like...
It's opposing thing, like, opinion to a lot of other parents you meet who, you know, are waiting for a chance to not have to be around their kids.
Yeah.
To be honest.
But like for us, I don't know.
Because we just want to be with them all the time.
Because the thing for me is like when they get older, they're not going to want to be with you anymore. So for me, it's like I just want to be with them 24/7. Not 24/7, obviously. Yeah, of course, we go to work and all. But as much time as we can. Like even to go on a trip with our friends, like they're like, oh, let's go for 3 days. And I'm just like, no, I can't. Like, I remember we were planning to go for 2 nights or something. We came back in one night because I told Shan, I was like, I just can't do it. And I know my kids just can't be with us without us.
No, they can. It's you.
No, they can't.
It's you.
No, they can't. I mean, Shan can, but I'm just very emotional. I just need my child.
It's you. It's not them. Stop blaming them.
Don't like them. They want me to.
They will do perfectly fine for 2 nights without you, Ashara. Yeah,
but I can't.
Silly.
I don't know. I mean, I think I need to do it, of course. I think every parent as husband and wife, obviously we should do that, go out together, go on a trip maybe for 2-3 days. We should do it, I think, but
that's news to me.
Yeah,
sweet,
but let's
man.
Wait and see.
Wait and see if I can do it. On a trip together, we might have baby number 3.
No, but like for me, I think for me to get to my mindset to be like, okay, I can do it, as long as I know that my kids are occupied, and then they won't miss us or they won't even cry fast, then I'll be okay. I'm just crazy.
And yes, at least you get to see this side.
Yeah, I'm just psycho.
Psycho.
But like, I just need my, I don't know.
Yeah, but you're a mother. That's how you're supposed
to
feel.
Yeah, all mothers will understand me.
Yeah, I guess they will, for sure. So yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much...
The different stages of our relationship.
Yeah.
From the butterflies.
From the butterflies to...
To the honeymoon stage to now being parents. Mm-hmm. And still very much in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just wanted to share, you know, how our lives has changed, you know, over the years from becoming parents, like you said, and you know.
And you have to go through everything.
Everyone
has to go through everything. You can't learn from other people's bad experiences and have a perfect relationship or life.
Compare yourself
exactly.
with others. You know, whatever people show you on social media, I mean, whatever we show on social media as well.
Yeah.
it's not real sometimes, you know? I mean, like, not that it's not real, but, like, what I mean is, like, it's not a perfect life.
Yeah,
course.
Exactly.
It's not a perfect life, you know? A lot of people, like, try to compare.
There are times where we're arguing, but we need to pose for a picture.
We have to.
And then we'll do it, you know? And but that's the reality,
like,
of it.
You know,
so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, whatever you see on social media is, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Just don't aspire to what you see on social
exactly.
media. You need to make your own happiness in the sense that, like, you know, where you are and where you can get to, like, you know, that's all up to you. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a relationship, what, like, the two of you want together is all that matters. Because if you're making each other happy, then, like, what more is there to it, right? Like,
definitely.
You can want the world, but if you have happiness, I guess that should be enough.
Mm-hmm. I think that's something a lot of couples and parents should know. Don't ever, like you said, don't look at social media and think, oh, I wish I had this, you know? Because just, I don't know.
Be content.
Be content with
Be
all
content.
Yeah, definitely. And that's it, you know?
All right.
This is actually interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I loved it.
This is fun. We weren't too sure what we would talk about.
But you know, it's actually...
But sometimes it's nice to just discuss these things and see how...
Yeah.
See the other person's point of view on certain subjects.
For sure.
So thanks, guys, for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed chilling with us. And like we always say,
it's all G.
This podcast is a Creator Cast production.